Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Remember That, Captivating Stories, Interesting Facts and Fun Trivia for Seniors by Bill O'Neill is a large print trivia and reminiscence book designed for older readers, especially seniors and baby boomers who enjoy reflecting on past decades, rather than presenting a continuous narrative. It organizes material around familiar eras and cultural milestones, combining short historical notes, pop culture references, and quiz-style questions. The book aims to do two things: at once entertain readers with nostalgic content and stimulate memory through recall-based activities. Its structure makes it accessible to readers who want light, engaging reading that can be picked up in sections. The content draws on mid-20th century events and trends such as the Korean War, Elvis Presley, Sputnik polio, and other widely recognized markers of post-war American life. As a result, the book fits squarely within the senior trivia and memory exercise category, offering both casual amusement and cognitive engagement without requiring specialized background knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, decade-based organization as a memory trigger. One of the book's most important features is its decade-by-decade structure, which gives the material a clear chronological frame. This is not just a formatting choice, it supports the book's central purpose by helping readers mentally locate facts within familiar time periods. For seniors, this can make recall easier because the format mirrors how many people remember life events in clusters tied to particular years or cultural phases. By moving through eras such as the 1950s and beyond, the book encourages readers to connect personal memory with broader historical memory. That linkage is especially useful in a trivia book aimed at older adults because recognition often comes before precise recall. The format also keeps the experience approachable. Readers do not need to commit to a long, continuous session, since each section can stand on its own. This makes the book practical for casual use, conversation starters, or short mental exercise sessions. The structure therefore strengthens both usability and the memory challenge the book is designed to provide. Secondly, nostalgia built from post-war culture and public events. The book draws heavily on culturally shared memories from the post-war decades, especially the 1950s and the broad sweep of the baby boomer era. Its references to Elvis Presley, Sputnik, Barbie dolls, jukeboxes, Ben-Hur, and the fight against polio show that it is not limited to abstract facts. Instead, it uses recognizable symbols of the period that were part of everyday media, entertainment, science, and public life. This matters because nostalgia is more effective when it is anchored in concrete details readers can immediately picture. The book's value comes from reminding readers not only of what happened, but also of the atmosphere of the time. That blend of history and cultural memory gives the trivia emotional texture. It can also spark discussion across generations, since younger readers may recognize some names and events while older readers may connect them to lived experience. In this way, the book functions as a memory aid and as a compact cultural archive of mid-century American life. Thirdly, quiz format turns reading into active recall practice. Each decade section ends with a 10-question quiz and bonus trivia, which gives the book a clear interactive design. This is a significant feature because it shifts the reader from passive consumption to active recall, a method that is more mentally engaging than simply reading facts. Trivia books for seniors often rely on recognition, but this one adds a stronger cognitive layer by asking readers to retrieve information after encountering it. That design supports the book's stated purpose of challenging the mind while still keeping the tone light. The quizzes also create natural stopping points, which makes the book suitable for individual use or group settings such as family gatherings, senior centers, or casual conversation. Bonus trivia extends the value of each section by rewarding readers who want to continue beyond the core questions. The result is a format that feels game-like without becoming complex or demanding. It is useful because it balances entertainment with mental exercise in a way that is easy to understand and easy to repeat. Fourthly, large print and short form reading for accessibility. The large print presentation is more than a cosmetic detail. It shows that the book is designed with older readers in mind and that readability was treated as part of the user experience for many seniors. Large print reduces strain and makes sustained reading more comfortable, especially in a book that encourages paging through facts and quizzes rather than reading one long chapter at a time. This is particularly important in a trivia format because readers may want to revisit sections, compare answers, or read aloud with others. The short form, segmented content works well with large print because it prevents the layout from feeling crowded or intimidating. Accessibility here is tied to the book's broader purpose. If a trivia book is meant to stimulate memory and invite regular use, it has to be physically easy to read. In that sense, the design supports both the practical and psychological goals of the book. It lowers the barrier to entry and makes the experience more pleasant for its intended audience. Lastly, a giftable trivia book that sits between entertainment and brain exercise. The book is positioned as both a light reading choice and a practical gift for older adults, which places it in a popular niche within senior-focused publishing. Its appeal depends on this balance. It is entertaining enough to feel casual, but structured enough to feel purposeful. That combination helps explain why it is often described as suitable for family members looking for an easy-to-give present for parents or grandparents. The book also stands apart from more serious memory or cognitive training titles because it does not present itself as clinical or instructional. Instead, it uses familiar trivia and historical reminders to create a pleasant mental workout. This makes it easier to approach, but also more limited in scope, since its value depends heavily on the reader's interest in the decades and subjects covered. In its category, that is part of the appeal. It offers a low-pressure way to revisit the past, which can be more engaging than formal exercises for readers who want amusement alongside mental stimulation. In conclusion, I Remember That is best suited for seniors, baby boomers, and family members looking for a readable, low-pressure book that mixes nostalgia with mental engagement. It is also a good fit for casual group settings, since its short sections and quiz format make it easy to share and discuss. The practical benefit of the book is straightforward. It encourages recall, sparks conversation, and gives readers a structured way to revisit familiar decades without demanding sustained concentration. Its intellectual value comes from the way it connects public history with personal memory, especially through references to mid-century culture, science, entertainment, and major events. Compared with similar trivia books, it stands out because it is built specifically around older readers with large print decade framing and end-of-section quizzes that make the experience accessible and interactive. It does not try to be comprehensive or scholarly, and that is part of its strength. The book succeeds as a targeted memory exercise and as a nostalgic companion for readers who want history presented in a friendly, familiar format. If you would like to support Bill Oanassa 39, Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.